Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twider. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And it was another hugely turbulent week for financial markets last week, the main feature of which, of course, did not come from the event calendar, but came again from President Trump and tariffs, as he did a very sharp turnaround and gave a massive reprieve for many countries. Notably, China did not get them, but a 90-day reprieve on tariffs that just a few days prior, and he'd maintained were going to be implemented, he pulled back on. Obviously, massive relief rally on the Wednesday session for that, or Thursday session, I believe. We've then seen a little bit of turbulence since then, but the US stock markets did finish off the week on a positive footing, which should see Asian markets start the week on a positive footing as well, bearing in mind, as long as we don't get any further updates over the course of the next few hours before the Monday morning open. In the middle of all that, we had several data hits, which included a lower CPI number for the US. But we've got some strange correlation plays on. Gold has hit once again another new high, hitting above $3,200 an ounce. It's one-way traffic in that particular product. US yields are on the rise, but the dollar has been absolutely smashed. So plenty going on in markets and plenty going to go on in the week ahead, which is our focus today. Now, it will be a shortened trading week as Easter holidays dominate on Friday and then through to Easter Monday as well. So expect holiday trading conditions ahead. But before we get them, we've got a plethora of data due out across various jurisdictions, as well as some key central bank updates from both the European Central Bank and the Bank of Canada. And obviously a big influence on those central bank decisions has been the market volatility of recent times. So a lot more volatility expected in their products as they comment on that. So without any further ado, we'll do our usual thing and go through the day-by-day event calendar with things that we have got scheduled, but obviously with a huge caveat at the moment on any updates on tariffs from President Trump and or various jurisdictions across the globe that have been affected by them could see probably bigger and more volatile moves. So first up, Monday, April 14th, actually a quiet start to the week. I'd promised you lots coming through, but not really much at all on the calendar, certainly for the first two sessions of the day. As I said, expect the Asian market to start off on the front foot. Keep an eye out. New loans data is due out of China, but that can come on any day. They're expected 3 yards of new loans coming through from the last month or so. Nothing on the data calendar in the US session, but we do hear from Fed members Barking, Waller and Harker. So keep an eye on that. Could see some moves in the dollar. Tuesday, things do start to pick up. Asian session, the initial focus will be on the monetary policy meeting minutes from the RBA. Expect some moves in the Aussie dollar on that one. Once again, getting an insight into what the RBA were thinking with regard to tariffs and global turbulence. Seems to be a word I'm using a lot at the moment. We'll see moves in the Aussie. Into that London session, and we've got the first of some big UK data coming out, employment data coming out, the claimant count change expected to show 30,000 new claims coming through, average earnings 5.7%, and the unemployment rate staying steady at 4.4%. Focus will then jump over the channel to Germany for the ZEW economic sentiment number, that expected to come in at 10.6, way down from last time's 51.6. Keep an eye on that as well. And then key data, a lot of focus on Canada this week. Key data from Canada with CPI numbers due out early in the New York session. This is key because it comes before the Bank of Canada a couple of days later. So month-on-month CPI expected to show a 0.7% increase, with the median CPI year-on-year expected to show 2.9%. Any significant deviations from those numbers, we'll see big moves in the loonie. US data, we get the Empire State Manufacturing Index out, expected to come in around minus 14.8. That's that for Tuesday, but Wednesday is probably the busiest day of the week for us. Obviously, I can't make any promises on geopolitical influences. The Asian session, big focus on China, massive Chinese data dump. It's the one we get once a month. GDP numbers, industrial production numbers and retail sales numbers feature highly. That GDP data expected to come in on 5.2 and that industrial production 5.7%. Keep a very close eye on those. We can see big moves in Chinese markets, which is obviously under a lot of pressure at the moment. London Open sees focus back on the UK. CPI data out once again, hugely, even more in focus than normal, I would say. 2.7% expected there for the year-on-year number. Keep an eye on that. Big moves in the pound and anything away from there. And then we hit probably the busiest session of the week, Wednesday night. First up, US data, core retail sales numbers. Core retail sales expected to show a 0.4% increase, with the retail sales headline number of 1.4% month-on-month change. Bear in mind, that will start to be Main Street's first kind of reaction to when tariff implementation was coming through. Yes, I know, only from last month. A lot of talk about US consumers getting out ahead of tariffs to buy, and that's what maybe why that month-on-month retail sales is so much higher than 0.2% hit that we got the month before. After that, focus moves swiftly north of the border to Ottawa for the Bank of Canada's key rate decision. They are expected to keep it steady at 2.75%, keep a very close focus on the rate statement and the policy report, as well as the press conference later. We'll give you an idea of where they're moving in the near future, if they know. Later in the day, and this is key, we do hear from the Fed Chair Jerome Powell. He speaks later in that New York session. Expect to see some big moves off of that. He's in Chicago for that speech. As I said, probably one of the more prominent moves in the market, only superseded by President Trump at the moment, I would say. Thursday, very, very quick start to the day. Early in Asia, CPI data out of New Zealand. That quarterly data expected to show a 0.7% increase. Keep an eye on that. Kiwi Traders, which has also seen a lot of volatility recently, focus jumps across the Tasman Sea to Australia for employment numbers. 40,000 expected as a new change. It was a massive hit last month, if you remember, down 52,000. So it's a jump back. Keep an eye on the full-time numbers there. Unemployment rate expected to creep up to 4.2%. We then move through the trading sessions into the London session, and the big focus, probably the highlight of the week as well, the ECB's rate call, expected to drop 25 basis points from 2.65% to 2.4%. Once again, keep an eye on that monetary policy statement and the press conference that comes out later in the day. Could be big moves in the euro on the back of that. The New York session opens. We get the weekly unemployment claims. They expect to come in around about that can't get away from it, around about 225,000. And the Philly Fed manufacturing index is out as well. That's expected to show come in at 3.1. That's pretty much it from the week. That's the Thursday session. Because everyone's on holiday on Friday, or not everyone, but most of the major trading centres, we expect very much holiday trading conditions on Friday. So could be some squaring up of positions coming on Thursday, given the massive moves we've seen in the market and given that we're going into holiday liquidity on Friday. And then that extends all the way through to Easter Monday as well. So bear that in mind with all trading decisions, but good luck out there. And if you need anything from us at ATFX, please do let us know. Thanks very much. Goodbye.